Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Pretty darn good.
Oh, good.
How are you?
I'm still a little stuffy. I think I'm on day 11 of a cold. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying like something is going around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never stay in bed. And I was in bed at least 3 days out of 11.
Wow. I mean, I'm proud of you, though, that you're resting and not pushing it, because I think that's important for getting well.
Mm-hmm. Your body teaches you what you need to do, and you have to listen to it.
Yep.
Even if it's annoying.
I mean, my body's saying I should take a nap after this episode. I got to listen. The boss says to listen.
The body, your body, your boss.
Body just said I need to take the rest of the week off.
What is happening right now? Oh, I sneezed like 50 times before this episode. So hopefully I will not sneeze during this episode. And if I do, someone will edit it out.
Yep. You'll never know, listeners.
All right. This is called the Sneezy Meals episode.
No,
it's the Easy Meals episode. It's an Easy Meals haul, which is great because the number one thing we hear all the time is people want to make food at home and they want to have things around that'll help make their lives easier. And Mikey, you headed out to the various and sundry supermarkets and big box stores and located a bunch of items that I am very excited to try.
Yeah, I think you'll like them.
I think you've been so good at these hauls.
I'm an okay.
No, you're on fire.
You are on fire. Oh,
the pressure is now building up.
Yeah, you better not start to suck at this. Oh, Mikey. No, seriously, you have been doing a great job. So thank you for that. And I cannot wait to get in and start chewing. But I feel like you have something good to share with us.
I do. Breaking chews. All right. Huge Dr. Pepper news. They have a new flavor. Like, when was the last time Dr. Pepper had a new flavor? Okay, so the new flavor
is... Like a year ago.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Don't they have a cream one?
They do. They have like a
Coke came out with cream.
No, they also have cream soda. They have cream soda. They have a lot of different...
All right, so it's every year. But
the doctor is very creative.
Yeah, the doctor went crazy and he created a blackberry flavor and they sent it to us and we're going to try it right here in Breaking Chews.
Ooh, well, that sounds very on brand.
Wait, guys, I have some breaking chews about the breaking chews.
What?
Just guess. How many flavors of Dr. Pepper are there?
I would guess 6.
Mike, any guesses?
3.
23.
What?
Wow.
Now, I'm willing to bet that they actually count like the diet and the regular ones as each their own.
Okay.
But that would still be like a lot.
Yeah, but that's cuckoo.
And caffeine free counts.
Yeah.
So, then they're not really flavors, they're variety.
And made with real sugar counts.
Oh, no, Jamie.
But still, they're the ones that said 23.
Yeah,
all right, so with the new blackberry, it comes in regular and zero sugar.
Great.
Gee, which one will we try?
So,
both?
Should we try both?
What?
Yeah.
All right. So Jamie, do the fizzling honors. We'll try the regular sugared one first.
That was pretty good.
Decent.
I like it.
And I'm looking at the
getting
can.
Getting tired.
150 calories for a can of soda. Didn't
Isn't
it used to be
really?
100? I thought it was
39. No, those are those minis. 39 grams of sugar.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not into sugary soda, but I'll taste it. I'm not into sweet drinks. It tastes like cough syrup to me.
I love a sweet drink.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to try the 0-1 because I wouldn't even know what a good regular sugar soda tastes like.
Honestly, same with me because I don't really like the taste of real sugar in my soda. It's I've been programmed that way since I was a child. Like I was the kid that drank Tab.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Snackwell cookie girl here. I mean, we were in the same type of household.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have soda until I was like, I don't know, junior high or something. Mm-hmm. But once I started having soda, I was like, whoa, where did this come from?
When I started driving, I went because I grew up in like a diet household where everything was diet. I went nuts when I could go to Wawa on my own. I would get tuna sub sandwiches and white chocolate Reese's.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you, like my house, if it was sugary and cute, my mom bought it. Always. Always. My brother was like just like a monster when it came to sugar. So and nothing was really off limits, except we did have a lot of diety stuff and I never liked regular soda. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Ready? Let's see. Maybe this one will be fizzier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd say equal fizz.
Yeah.
Mesmerizing.
The clip click was bigger. Well.
I can't not spill. I'm the spilliest person.
Good thing we have those carpet squares that just pop right out.
I had a friend come visit and pick something up the other day and I fell. And she was like, didn't you fall the last time I came over?
That's so funny.
You know what I realized why you have that problem? And this is a thing I've noticed early on in our marriage.
Please don't say it's because I'm on my phone all the time.
No, you don't open the spout all the way. You do a little, so you get little sips out of it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about why I fall all the time.
Oh, no, which is why you spill. That's whereas why you if you spill. Do it like that, you get the, you open the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to open the whole thing. Yeah. I noticed that too when she opened it. But I didn't want to say anything.
I used to actually not open it all the way.
I like it.
Like, I used to just like open it so that it stayed closed and then drink it like that.
No, but that makes me feel like you're drinking more of the dirt from the thing.
I don't know why I did it. Ew. Make it last longer. All right, but let's talk about this flavor. What do you think?
I like it.
Me too.
I think it's good.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't like the zero sugar because of the taste of that. Yeah, and the blackberry as a soda sugar was, I don't know. It just wasn't. Wait, I'd rather have poppy. Idea. Like that brand Poppy?
Well, what I was going to say is this now, because I drink an Ultima every day, like the sugar-free hydration packets. Blackberry would be such a good Ultima flavor.
It's a great flavor. It's a good beverage flavor.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Good times.
Should I do the next one or no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we got one more really quick. Remember last week, and this is not healthy at all, so don't say that we told you to go get this. It's not healthy. But remember a couple weeks ago in an HE email, we had the Eggo, Eggo coffee pots, the K-Cups.
Yes, I have them at home.
Well, they have now come out with ice cream pints and sandwiches. What? Eggo flavored.
Wait, I don't understand. Are there pieces of waffles in them?
I don't know. I should have done a little bit more research.
I must know.
But they're available
waffles
now.
And ice cream.
I'm on it.
Okay, so the flavors are buttery maple, chocolatey chip, and blueberry. But wait, not only do we have those, but Rice Krispies, same company did this. Rice Krispies has come out with pints of ice cream and sandwiches, and those flavors are original, strawberry, and triple chocolate. And they're all available now at Kroger, Albertsons, and Walmart stores.
I have to say, I love this. I love this. I love this for ice cream. Years ago in the beginning, in the early days of Hungry Girl, I always thought that there should be cereal ice creams. And then now there are. And there's like breakfasty stuff in ice creams.
This is like your dream come true.
So, Jamie, what have you learned?
I've learned that the sandwiches pair the flavored ice cream with a brown butter waffle cookie on each end.
But the ice cream doesn't have chunks.
I don't know about the ice cream. But then the Rice Krispie Treats pints have, the sandwiches have crispy marshmallow squares on either side.
What? Oh, wow.
That sounds wonderful.
This sounds amazing. I'm worried that if it's like the inclusions will make the Rice Krispies all soggy. But I don't know. I need to try all these things.
Yeah.
Couldn't you please help us get them?
We've got friends at Eagle.
We could.
We definitely do.
Mm-hmm. We could try them. Maybe we'll do like a video or something with them.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah. We can just call Dave Grotto.
Oh.
Hi, Dave.
Hi,
are you
Dave,
listening?
Call us.
Hi, Dave Grotto.
Is he part of the Rice Krispie family?
He is.
He's the crispiest of all crispies.
He's part of the... I always want to say Kella Novella, but it's Kella Nova.
Kella Novella. Kella. Yeah, he's the dude. He's the man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready to jump into the meal chewing?
Let's jump. Chew. Hope you're hungry.
Ooh, I am hungry.
And thirsty.
First up, we have Happy Planet Warrior Bowl. Wow, that sounds like that's quite a name. Mm-hmm. It's a warrior bowl. What is in such a bowl?
Warriors.
And it's actually a...
No, it's a bowl for warriors. Okay, this includes... So this is a pouch. It's two servings, fresh and ready to heat and serve. It is with butter beans, red lentils, and ginger. It has lots of protein and fiber. Let's see what this is
It looks
all
like
about.
A soup.
Kind of.
Is it like a soup or a stew?
Yeah, it's a pretty thick soup, I would say.
I mean, isn't anything a bowl if you put it in one?
Yes. I can say yes. But are you supposed to like add protein to this or?
No, it's got 9 grams of protein a serving.
Hmm.
Is it good?
And the beans and lentils.
Haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, wait for us, Lise.
Oh, sorry. I just tried it. It tastes like a vegetable soup.
Hmm.
Yeah, like a stew.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I said the same thing when Mike brought it home because I was looking at the pouch and its squishiness and I'm like, I don't know if this feels like a bowl. It's not like,
well, if you think of
stew.
It as a soup or a stew.
Mm-hmm.
Then
delicious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you could...
And the stats are very soup stewy, but with lots of protein and fiber.
And it's super low in calorie, right, for a cup?
Yeah, you can eat the whole pouch for like...
Yeah, so like if you just I mean, I would make a bread bowl out of it.
Mm, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah. I love this.
And I would add like, I would add some protein like shrimp or chicken mm-hmm. to it.
I would add some veggies. I think I would like maybe put it over some rice cauliflower because that sauciness is really yummy.
Yeah, really it's well seasoned. Jeez. Yeah, it really is. This is good. I don't know. Well, the name Happy Planet sounds familiar. Like, what do we know? What else do they do?
Well, I have a feeling they're 100% plant-based. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can find out about them. All right. So let's see. These are proudly made with ingredients grown and farmed using sustainable, organic, and synthetic pesticide-free practices. Hmm.
I definitely did not taste any pesticides.
Mm-mm. Super yum. There's also a balance bowl with cauliflower, basmati rice, and turmeric, and a soul bowl with kidney beans, buckwheat, and Cajun spices.
I actually did see both of those, and I thought this one would be the better one. But
I mean, this is delicious. I feel like we both cleaned all three of us cleaned our bowls.
Yeah, our ramekins. Yeah.
Yes. So this for one cup, which is about half the pouch, 160 calories, 4 grams of fat, 6 grams of fiber, 9 grams of protein. I'm with you, Lisa. Eat the whole thing for $3.20.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yummers. Yum. This is the Happy Planet Warrior Bowl. It's found in the fridge, Mike?
Yeah, in the fridge section. I got it at Pavilions, which is like Safeway across the country.
Yep. And it's also at some Whole Foods locations.
Delish. All right. Next up, we have Hormel, our old friend Hormel. Chili, plant-based chili with beans. Hormel is now in the plant-based game. They might have always had a veggie chili, but now they're calling mm-hmm. it plant-based to make them seem current.
Well, I think it has crumbles in it, and the veggie chili was just like meat-free.
So this is like meatless meat chili.
So we've got, oh, this is so interesting, the ingredients, because it's a short list. Water, tomatoes, pink beans. I've never heard of pink beans.
Oh, they sound pretty.
Kidney beans, onions, green bell peppers, red bell peppers, soy, protein concentrate, and veggie broth. I
These
like
pink
a
beans
simple
look red.
List.
They look like red beans.
Yeah, they do. Who are you fooling?
This is amazing. It reminds me of the old Boca chili that I used to make.
Yes.
It's really yummy.
That's amazing.
This is some classic chili flavor.
It's really good.
But you
I
can't
like the
fool
texture
us.
Too.
Just because there's red tomato sauce sloshed all over it, we know those are red beans, not pink.
Well, that whole can? All right, read the stats.
One cup has 180 calories, only 1 gram of fat, 990 milligrams of sodium, so it is up there if you're a counter, 14 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, 3 Weight Watcher points. This one is available at retailers nationwide, and it is also on Amazon. It's Hormel Chili, plant-based chili with beans.
Yeah, and that whole can, 290?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd put that over a salad in a heartbeat.
360?
No, it says 290 right on the can.
But on here, it says 180 per cup.
Well, it's not 2 cups, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the can is probably
a
cup
the
and
can
a half.
Is 396 grams. Isn't that interesting? Well, let's look at the amount of grams in a cup. This is so weird.
Yeah, I get it. It's not 2 full cups.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, 290 for the can. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you remember? They might still have it because I haven't been to Taco Bell in a very long time. But they used to have the Chilito, which was basically just a tortilla with chili inside.
No, that's did it taste like that?
Yeah, it was. That's what I would do with that.
Oh, yeah, with like a 25-calorie tortilla or like little street tacos.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. You found that, Mike?
I did. I found all of these. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
He's good like job. The resident shopper these days.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get this
at retailers nationwide and online at Amazon.
I'm going to be ordering these on Amazon.
Nice.
Oh, another thing from Hormel up next. Hormel Square Table sliced roasted turkey breast and gravy. Square Table. What does Square Table mean?
So there were a bunch of products under this label. There was like a meatloaf and I think there was like steak tips and whatever. This had the best calories.
Yeah, but what is it with the square table? Is it like square meals, like 3 square meals a day?
I don't know. It's well, this is first of all for Hormel. This is interesting because this came in out of the fridge section, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's one of those like it looks almost like Kevin's. Mm-hmm. Wow, and that looks like a nice white meat turkey breast.
You can see there's a lot of gravy. Did you want some gravy? There's a lot of gravy. Here.
We're
gonna dip it in.
Sure.
Here's what we know about Hormel Square Table: quick, thanks. Convenient dinner done. These are refrigerated entrees.
Mmm.
That's like so perfectly cafeteria-y.
Cafeteria,
but not in a bad way.
Turkey and gravy.
I wonder how the meatloaf would have been.
Mm. Oh, it's so tender, Mike.
You want to add this to our rotation?
Yes, I'm always frustrated when meat is not tender.
It's very tender, not dry at all.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's really good.
I love Hormel turkey pepperoni, so now I'm going to add this to my rotation. Mm-hmm.
You get 1/3 of that big container for 110 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 21 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points, and it's at retailers nationwide. It's Hormel Square Table sliced roasted turkey breast and gravy in the fridge section. Would you like to know the other Square Table options?
I would, but I do want to point out that I said it was a little salty, and it's 970 milligrams of sodium per serving.
Oh, yeah.
So just a heads up. Can you rinse it? I don't know, but it's tasty. But yes, Square Table options.
I've heard that like you don't need to necessarily follow. I mean, this is a loaded topic, but I've heard from doctors that unless you have certain health issues that are tied to sodium, like you really, it's not like a prime concern.
I mean, I've heard the same thing. Then I just wonder why it's such like a big thing in the pyramid.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So this also comes in slow simmered beef tips and gravy.
Yep, that's what I saw.
Roasted chicken breast with rib meat and gravy. Did I never find rib meat to be like a selling point. I always wonder when they say that.
Mm. I think they have to say it.
Maybe. Slow simmered beef roast au jus and savory sauce. Pork roast au jus and savory sauce. Meatloaf with tomato sauce. Roast beef. Okay, I can't even read these.
Wow.
There's a lot.
I almost got the meatloaf. I should have gotten it now that I think about it.
Oh, the roast beef. There's like several roast beef varieties. They look great.
And we should note that this podcast is not being sponsored by Hormel. Even though we've had two Hormel products, it is not sponsored by Hormel.
Are there any more?
No, that's it. By Hormel. I don't know. They're a big company. They might own something that we don't know that we're going to try.
True. Okay, next up we have Omni plant-based meat style luncheon. What the?
What a word.
That's
to end
the
on.
Weirdest
luncheon.
So it's spam. Fake it's, spam.
Oh my goodness. I thought it was. This it's is spam. Frightening.
It's spam with an apostrophe somewhere in it. Because you know how chicken, yeah, it's spam.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about this.
No, I'm excited. It's actually, is that what spam looks like? Because this looks like a breaded cutlet.
It looks a little greasy.
Well, this it looks like spam. Should I have that fork?
Yeah, take it.
It looks like spam in the picture.
Oh, look at this. 60% less sodium compared to canned pork luncheon. I guess that's luncheon. A thing. That must be what they call spam.
Mm, it tastes like bacon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it does.
Mm.
It's good.
Someone at the factory was like, if we add smoke flavor, it's going to taste more like meat.
That was surprisingly amazing. And I'm going to eat the rest of it.
It's very tasty.
And the stats are hard to argue with. One piece, which is like the size of a hash brown, like a McDonald's hash brown. 70 calories, 4 grams of fat, 180 milligrams of sodium, 3 carbs, 1 gram fiber, no sugar, 5 grams protein, 1 Weight Watcher point.
What the? I don't understand it. Okay, the worst thing about this is that it's called luncheon.
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor? We just for fun, will you look up the word luncheon and see what the meanings are?
I think, by the way, that that must be on the spam packaging because they compare it and they say compared to other luncheon.
I know, but that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
A formal lunch or a formal word for lunch.
Right. What else?
A thick piece, a hunk.
Oh, my God.
In late 16th century, thick piece, hunk.
That's so creepy, but I like it. Mm-hmm. It's just a creepy.
Oh, it's probably derived from the Spanish lonja. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. For L-O-N-J-A.
Longa.
Longa?
Yeah, like there's no j in Spanish.
Yeah, okay. So, which means a slice or a loin.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Of what?
We've learned
what?
A lot.
We know
of meat, of meat style.
Of meat style. My God.
When we're in Spain, we'll have to ask for some
longa.
Yeah. This is Omni plant-based meat style luncheon. Oh, it's in the freezer section. You can pan fry it, air fry it, or bake it.
We air fried it.
Sustainable company. This is made from soy protein concentrate. Thank you, Dana, for all this helpful information. It is available at select retailers like Sprouts and Safeway.
Kudos to Mike for actually finding that, picking it, paying for it, bringing it here.
They had other products too, like egg rolls, but they were high in calorie, and something else that was also a little bit high in calorie.
Wow. But all plant-based?
Yeah, all plant-based. Yeah, the brand Omni.
I like the way he says high in calorie. Like there's only one calorie. No, but were they really high calorie stuff?
I think it was like for like three little tiny egg rolls. I think it might have been 270.
Maybe it was maybe it was really fried.
Maybe.
I don't know. I like this. This is definitely interesting and worth experimenting with, I would say.
Is it weird that like I want to put it on like a breakfast sandwich or
no, it would be like great a bagel with like an egg.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be great. But it's like, was there really a need for a vegan spam swap?
Well, yeah. I won't eat spam. I think it's gross.
Because it's made of meat, though?
Because it's
I just don't like spam. The way it tastes and the idea of it. Okay.
Yeah, they should have called this something else, maybe.
If spam didn't come in a can, I might be okay with it. But there's just something about the can. Yeah. Like the you pour it out and it's that
It's like this
can size.
Yeah. It's can size and
so
shaped.
Do you remember when we got a huge package from Brand? And it was all canned foods. And it was like hot dogs in a can, burgers in a can.
Yeah, Loma Linda.
Oh, I was going to not put them on blast, but yeah.
I ate all that stuff.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked those canned hot dogs. That was totally lockdown food for me.
I know.
They were all vegan.
There's
I mean,
other
oh,
countries.
Oh, no, sorry, vegetarian.
There's
some
a
vegan.
Whole chicken in a can. You That's can open disgusting. It up and it's literally like.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, is this another? No, this is not vegan. This is Real Good Foods, General Tso's bowl. So this is must be a chicken item.
I think
real
it's
chicken.
Yeah.
No, it's real chicken.
Yeah, it's real chicken.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Real Good Foods is real. Okay. They're the ones that make.
Remember,
they're the ones that make the like the lasagna
that was
made
chicken
engine.
Lasagna. Oh yeah. That was the best thing ever.
I have a lot of their products in my freezer at home.
So we've had the orange chicken version of the, like the same brand. They make an orange chicken. Mm-hmm. So this is their General Tso.
Only 180 calories for this whole bowl? What?
I heard a rumor.
Small. Yeah.
I heard a rumor that
I just throw it.
That there was some Hungry Girl recipe testing going on here last week.
Do you want some veggies?
Sure.
And that there was an amazing General Tso's chicken.
All true.
Swap.
All true. So the copycat issue upcoming.
Cameron, do you want
some
veggies?
Much fun.
Have we met?
Yeah, you guys. What happened to Mike? Oh, this is good.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is crazy sweet and a little spicy.
It's erythritol.
Really?
It's a lot of erythritol. 13 grams.
Well, that's why it's so sweet. It's tasty and spicy. But that's good.
Erythritol, that's a sugar alcohol, but it's not one of the scary ones.
I mean, the only one that really affects me is maltitol.
Maltitol.
But I think people have different sensitivities to different things.
I can't believe that that's only 180 calories for the whole thing.
Is that possible?
I don't know. It tastes like...
I mean, think about those.
It tastes fried.
It's four pieces of chicken, the big pieces, and probably like not even a cup of veggies. And then everything,
but
the sauce is
sugar
free.
Yeah, but there's oil in it. I don't know. I mean, it is tasty. Imagine that over cauliflower rice or even like... Like tofu noodles or something. I would love it.
And fitting with the, you know, easy meals theme, this is the cooking instructions are just microwave it 3.5 to 4.5 minutes. Let's stand for 1 to 2 minutes. Easy peasy.
And
it is low in net carbs because so much of it is just from that erythritol, which is not digested.
Not digested. This sounds so
it minimally impacts blood sugar. Does that sound better?
Yes. Much better, but the chicken is good, and the and the heat. I like everything about that.
Yeah, so did I.
Except for the
erythritol.
I know.
Yeah, Mikey, you don't eat that stuff, right?
Erythritol is the easiest one for my stomach, but the sorbitol and maltitol cannot have.
Oof, okay, next up.
Wait, real quick. Let me just wrap up with the stats and everything. So that's one bowl for 180 calories, 6 grams of fat, 23 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. It is gluten-free. It is no sugar added. It is at grocers nationwide. It is Real Good Foods Co. General Tso's bowl.
Sal?
Some people call it Sal. So you can call it either. Wait,
so what?
Look at this, please. The chicken is beautiful.
It is really lovely.
Really is a nice piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, Del Real Taco Kit, Birria con Consomme.
So we've had the birria consomme, that's how you say it, but we've never had it as the taco kit, and this is the easy meal haul episode, so I thought this would be perfect to make.
So smart.
So they give you the tortillas, you heat them up in the bag.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's beef birria, let's take a peek at that, and they give you the tortillas. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Does it come with the little veggies, like the little cute veggies?
Oh, I do love the cute veggies. Maybe they're in the consomme?
No veggies.
Wow.
Oh, that's a serving
suggestion.
Look
at that sauce. We need to talk about that sauce,
Lisa.
Wait,
I can't see. It's being blocked. Oh, that's like a whole soup situation.
There's more sauce than there is meat.
And
that's for sure.
So they say it's two it's like street tacos. So it's two tortillas per
person
per taco.
Okay.
These so yeah, I get one more in there. I mean,
oh no, I mean,
because it might fall apart. I think is
oh,
why
they're saying stack it.
Yeah, when you get street tacos, it's always two tortillas on top of each other.
Right, right. We'll test that's a right. smart.
I'll take a piece here, and then I'll give you the flame.
Especially since you get that all for 200 calories.
The whole container?
No, Mike, don't be ludicrous.
How many? Yeah, because there's not that much beef in here.
How many servings are in it? Do we know? Are you supposed to dip it in the consomme?
I don't know. Wait, but I do want to know how many servings, because there's how many hunks of meat in there?
Very few.
I got one.
I got one. But it is yummy. Mm. How soft is that?
That's the best thing we've tried today.
That's amazing. All right, so let's talk about how many servings are in that whole thing?
Oh my gosh, sorry. I'm having a moment.
How many 100 calories? How many? Five servings? That's not five servings of beef.
There's not enough beef.
Uh-uh.
How many? They're saying 10 grams of protein times how many? Times five? There's no way there was 50 grams.
So we each had one taco and then there's one more left. So it's five tacos or four tacos.
The amount of beef
I
had.
Maybe that's not crazy.
But I will tell you, I must have had maybe an ounce of beef, if that. Not even. Mm-hmm. It was tiny.
Yeah. But if we all have an ounce. So how many ounces of beef does it say there are? Because if we each had an ounce.
Well, I don't think it breaks it up that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. No. Either way, this is delicious.
Somehow I got the sauce in between the glass and the table.
Oh,
I have
no
idea how that happened.
We're going to have to move the glass.
It says 15 ounces. I don't know.
Total.
It's good. It's delicious.
All right. So the stats on the package are a little bit different than online. So I'm going to read what's on the package. This is telling us that one build taco, so the taco with the beef, plus a third a cup of the consomme and two tortillas, 100 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 8 grams of protein. Is that even possible?
I don't know.
Because the two tortillas, unlikely. I feel like, would have to be 40 calories each, right? Oh, no, because they're like the street size tortillas.
Yeah,
so they could be 25
each.
Okay. Whatever it is, I'm in love.
They're yummy.
Wow. Yeah.
You can get these at select grocers and Target stores. It's Del Real. Did we ever decide Del Real?
I think it's Real.
It's
taco
Real.
Kit.
I went to El Camino Real High School.
Cone consomme. I'm never going to get this word. Del Real taco kit. Birria cone consomme in the fridge section.
All right.
Delish. Okay, next up, Pura Vida. I remember that brand. Pura Vida flame grilled fajitas. Rajas. Mm-hmm. Rajas. Rajas.
This also we have tried. However, we decided it was worth another try because it's such a good meal hack to have like prepped and delicious veggies like this that you can just add protein to.
Oh, so it's just the fajita veggies.
Flame grilled. Yes. And I mean, they did not skimp on the veggies. We're talking poblano peppers, red and yellow bell peppers, red onions.
Why don't you give me your plate? This is really good.
Well, you could eat the whole bag. Like there's 50 calories a serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Extra virgin olive oil, Himalayan pink salt, cracked black peppercorns, and aromatic spices. I mean, the kicker is flame grilled. So we are talking char marks.
Yeah. And you can.
Oh, it tastes totally grilled.
Mm.
Mm.
That's yummy.
Wow.
Good. Good job.
That tastes like it just came off a grill at a barbecue.
Yeah.
Smoky.
The smokiness.
And it doesn't taste oily.
Mm-mm.
That's amazing. Yeah, it didn't add any oil or anything.
I mean, I am blown away. It comes in a microwavable pouch, 5 minutes in the microwave. Does this come in the freezer? This is like...
Is that the whole serving right there?
Yeah.
Because I would eat that whole
thing. So it's this whole bag. So when we originally did it, we got it from Costco and it was that huge Costco bag.
Oh.
This I got, I think it was at Pavilions also. And it's just this one size bag and it's like perfect for like quick on the go. Not on the go, but you know, quick make it and then you're done. It's like, it took me 5 minutes maybe.
And there's three servings in there. So for 150 calories, that is basically your base for whatever you need. And you could put it over a salad, over noodles, over cauliflower rice, and just add a little protein.
Or what we have next coming up.
Ooh, I love that.
Mm, it's even like, even though there's not a sauce, because it's got oil and seasonings, it is like, it is a little wet in a good way. Like, I feel like if
I don't
you
think
added
it's,
something.
But I don't want to misrepresent because it does not taste oily in any way. It might be made with it.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it is. I agree with you. It doesn't taste oily. But what I mean is it's got.
It's definitely in some kind of a saucy
mixture.
It's got
a sauciness.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Wow, tons of sauce.
It might say.
Like more saucy than most fajita veggies.
I mean, there is olive oil, garlic powder, onion powder, Himalayan pink salt, paprika.
But they do it right. Just enough to really bring out the flavor in those veggies.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 1 cup, 50 calories, 2 grams of fat, 1 Weight Watcher point, Pura Vida, flame grilled fajitas rajas in the freezer. And it is at select retailers nationwide like Sprouts and Pavilions and also apparently Costco.
Good job. Mike, first of all, good job to you because you really have done a fantastic job. I feel like you're making Jamie's life easier for the future because I can imagine what your dinner table is going to look like.
Exactly. I'm going to leave the fajita peppers for our next item so we can try them together.
All right. That sounds good. Very excited. Next item is Mighty Spark fajita seasoned all natural chicken. So here's the chicken that has the seasonings. Then you had the veggies that had the seasonings. Look at you.
But this is not fajita strips.
It's
like
ground?
A ground chicken situation.
Yeah. Oh. You don't want to get it on your plate, yeah.
That's so interesting.
And total disclaimer, Jamie and I eat this once a week.
Oh, so you
we do?
Well, recently. We just started.
Not this variety, one of the other flavors.
We've had this 2 weeks now. So the food delivery service that we use
just started adding this.
Wait, you have a food delivery service?
Yeah.
Imperfect Foods.
So it used to be Imperfect. Yeah, not
like
food.
Like grocery.
Like groceries. It used to be Imperfect Foods, and then they combined with Misfit, and they're now one company.
Okay. This is so good with those veggies. This is amazing.
It's so well seasoned.
How fantastic is this?
It also, we've tried, they have a bruschetta version, they have a Southwest version, they have a rotisserie seasoned version. We need them all.
And they're all ground?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Did we try the bruschetta version?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the package?
We had to throw it out because it's like
raw.
It's like plastic meat, raw meat package.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, it comes in like that really tight like meat.
Oh, it's like a roll?
Not a roll. It's square.
It's like a cube, yeah.
What?
And so, you know, I could have cleaned it out, but I don't know. There's a lot of raw chicken in there.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. It's also, so a lot of times when we get ground meat, we go for like extra lean. Mm-hmm. This is more like lean, so which you can taste in a good way.
Totally.
It's so flavorful. 4 ounces, has 180 calories, 8 grams of fat, 20 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It is at select grocers nationwide, including Target and Kroger stores. It's Mighty Spark fajita seasoned all natural chicken in the fridge.
And if you're an imperfect misfit food person, it's on there. Get it.
So Imperfect Foods, let's talk about that for a second. They're not a sponsor, but we love them. What exactly is it?
Around the beginning of the pandemic, Imperfect Foods and Misfit Foods both kind of came out. They probably were around before that, but this was their opportunity. And they came out and basically, you know, delivered food, groceries to homes. And we signed up for it.
But
and
wait,
we,
the intention, the original idea is that it was like veggies that were too ugly to sell in store.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But then they've branched out to just be like we still get that. Like, we'll get really tiny bell peppers.
So you get ugly food, but also packaged food.
Yeah. And like, so they're always surprising us. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so I guess that was the beginning. And then once the pandemic happened, they realized, oh, wow, we should start selling groceries. And so gradually they've just created all these, you know, groceries that you can buy. And now it's everything.
So how does it work?
So you get an email that your cart is ready to start filling up. They'll preload your cart based on what you already like, and then you have to go in there and remove things, add things, and you go into basically it's like shopping on Amazon. You go to their store and you add things to your cart, and then they deliver it every Thursday.
Is it based on they want to give you meal ideas, or is it just like
it's a little bit of
everything
both.
Across the board? Is there snacks?
It's everything. There are snacks, produce, frozen food, prep meals. They have I think they just started doing a blue. What's the meal? Blue Apron. They started selling Blue Apron stuff. They have pantry stuff. They have a ton of snacks, like a ton of snacks.
It's branded.
Yeah. And like, you know, new brands, like kind of like what we like brands that a lot of people don't know that want to try to, you know, get known. So they go into Imperfect Foods or Misfits.
Yeah, it's national.
It's a really cool company.
Yeah. I think it's in all the major cities. I don't know if it's like in smaller markets.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check it out. Yeah. I can't believe I don't know this.
Yeah. It's great. I'm a huge fan.
You do it every week?
Every week.
And a lot of times they'll send you like random things, just like freebies that they think you'll like. So it's like a good discovery thing where we're like, what? Mike will always be like, I never remember ordering this.
Although today, it's free? Today it was tomato paste. I don't know why they gave us tomato paste for free, but yeah.
But you'll use it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Finally, we're up to our last item.
Yep. Already?
Yes.
It's sad. It's been very, a good episode.
But so good. This is Bibigo. Bibigo, they make those dumplings that I'm obsessed with. So Bibigo shrimp fried rice frozen. Oh, you get that at Costco?
Yeah, I got it at Costco.
That's insane.
So
how many servings?
Look at the size of the shrimp on this picture.
That shrimp is taller than I am.
So I put it in this little kind of a smaller bowl that we normally use. I think these were the Alana bowls because this is the full serving. So I don't know if that's
I see
if that's big or not.
How many servings are in there?
That's what I would expect.
Okay.
But it's also portion controlled because each serving comes in its own bag, yeah. Which is actually really helpful in terms of meal solutions. You don't have to heat up this whole thing.
Make sure you get a shrimp or two.
So this is perfectly stir-fried rice with egg, edamame, and bell pepper.
Wow.
So this is, it says pan fry for 6 minutes.
Cute little shrimp.
And as Lisa now knows, I do not like shrimp, so I do not take one.
Oh, wait, there's a shrimp. Oh, yeah, they're little.
I found out Mikey doesn't like shrimp.
Mm-mm.
How did I not know that? I love shrimp. This is great.
That's really good.
Have you had this before?
Mm-mm. Never. That's really good. It's really fresh tasting. Mm-hmm.
If you told me I was from a restaurant, mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, okay. Totally.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
It's really good. It's really well flavored. My first thought was, because I'm used to like our fried rice swaps that are generally have like a nice amount of teriyaki or soy sauce, and this is more of like a traditional fried rice without a lot of sauciness, mm-hmm. which I love. It's delicious.
Oh. Yum.
I must give a MVP award to not a person, but to our heat plate. Is that what you call it?
Because the hot plate?
The hot plate. Because we
had, wanted bingo?
We had 9 items, mm-hmm. and they all stayed hot. We didn't have one item that was
What do people cold. That don't record food-based podcasts use that for? Like serving a bunch of people. But it's just like, when would you ever need to keep that many items hot?
When you have company.
Yeah.
Or if you have a big meal. Mm-hmm. It's like people used to do.
It's like flat crock pot.
Yeah. And it's like the equivalent, like when we go to Stephen Don's and they have like the trays with the gas thing on the bottom, keeping it warm. It's the equivalent to that.
Yeah. If you have a fancy house, you have a warming drawer. So this is an external warming drawer.
Do you have a warming drawer?
Maybe. I actually used, and I don't, not only in a fancy house, but if you have a kitchen mm-hmm. that can accommodate it.
Mm-hmm.
But during lockdown, when we'd have to make all our own food, I would keep everything in the warming drawer.
Wow.
It goes up to 200 degrees.
I would be so afraid of leaving that on and leaving the house.
But it's so low.
Yeah.
It's 200 degrees. I don't think you could do anything.
Yeah,
that's like a hair dryer.
Are you wearing a mood ring?
No.
But doesn't it look like one?
Yes, it's sea glass. It's the new beachy Lisa.
Can we bring back mood rings?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think they ever left.
Wow.
Remember mood shirts? What are those called?
Hyper
glow. Yeah.
Wait, I remember Freaky Freezy's gloves.
Yeah, those are the best. I had Care Bear ones.
You did?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I want more of this rice.
It's all yours. Mm-hmm. And there's 5 more you can take home.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I love it.
All right. Are you ready to rate?
I don't even know. Everything was so good. I mean, everything was great.
Yeah, there were no hard miss. All right, I'm going to make a guess. Mike, you make it too, of what you think the lowest score is going to be. And then just write it on a piece, keep it secret. I know what mine is.
Okay.
All right. First up, Happy Planet Warrior Bowl. This was the one with butter beans and red lentils and ginger. It was very stewy.
That was stewy. My brother had a friend, Stewy. Yeah, I gave that an 8. That was very solid. It was delicious, and I really liked it.
Great.
Samesies. Next up, Hormel Chili, plant-based chili with beans.
Oh, for canned chili, I'm giving that a 9.5.
Wow.
It was
freaking
really good.
Loved it.
Fun fact, you were comparing it to Boca meat, and do you remember they used to have Boca chili?
Yes.
I remember, Lisa, my very first work day in 2006, I came to your house. And we worked for a little bit, and then it was lunchtime, and you were like, do you want something to eat? And I was like, sure. And you were like, how about a Boca chili bowl?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The things
that
you remember.
That's so me.
Did you eat it?
Of course I ate it.
Of course she ate it.
It was delicious. I was wearing gold ballet flats and cropped brown pants with a little embroidery situation down the bottom and a black shirt.
Whoa.
And I got to your house 25 minutes early because I didn't want to be late on my first day, and I parked around the corner and waited.
That is the funniest thing. The things you never knew, and now you know 20 years so later. Funny. That's great.
All right, next up, Hormel square table, sliced roasted turkey breast and gravy.
I'm giving that a solid 8.
Well, nice.
Yeah, delicious. I loved that. Next up, Omni plant-based meat style luncheon.
Believe it or not, that too is getting an 8.
Wow. Right.
It was good.
Side note, Lisa, I think you should do a taste test video with that and pretend you're trying it for the first time, because I think it would be so fun to be like, vegan spam, !
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Real Good Foods Co. General Tso's Bowl.
9.5.
Wow.
It was delicious. I want to believe that the stats are real.
Yeah, 180 or 190 for a whole bowl is delicious. Nutso. All right, Del Real Taco Kit Birria con Consomme.
9.5.
Nice. That's mine.
So good. That was your favorite, 10, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the last taco.
You can do it.
I can't believe this. Pura Vida Flame Grilled Fajitas Rajas.
Oh, you know what? That's a 10.
Wow.
Because that's such a, those vegetables are so smoky and so perfect and so not like, not overly saucy and not greasy. They are just such a good meal starter. Yeah. If you're listening to this and you get nothing else from this episode, that'll change your life.
Mm. What did she give it in the first time we had it? It was Costco haul.
Don't tell me I didn't give it a 10.
I think it was a 9, right?
Wow.
Well, I'll go through. So we tried, these are all the different Pura Vida products we've tried. Hang on. We tried their fresh soups in organic fire roasted vegetable and barley and gave it a 7.5. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we tried this and we gave it a 9. And then we also tried their fire roasted Primavera Misturo and gave it an 8.5, which I think is very similar to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a 10.
It went up.
Maybe what was it originally?
9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it a 9.5? I don't remember.
I think it's it's
whatever it was, it's great.
All right, moving on. Mighty Spark, fajita seasoned, all natural chicken.
Oh, I love that. I'm giving that a 9.5.
Yeah.
It's just so flavorful and what an interesting product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else do they do?
A bruschetta. And what else?
But do they have more meats in a package so let's like see. That?
They've got 3 items. Oh, do you know who these guys are?
Oh, yeah, these are the meat sticks that are like super...
Oh, they make the best.
I just bought them last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so good. Well, we had them on a podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're like so soft.
Yeah.
I love those sticks.
Yeah. They also have all natural patties. Oh, these look so good. Chicken patties. We have to try these. They have tomato, basil, and garlic. They have all natural. Oh no, I'm sorry. They have tomato, basil, and garlic, spinach, and feta, and Southwest style. And
well, each we of need these, to call these people.
I think they're big too. So, like this Southwest style chicken patty, I'm going to cry. This sounds so good. It has rice, corn, black beans, and poblano peppers inside.
Wow,
160 calories, 7 grams of fat.
Yeah, they need to be in our world.
Yeah,
I mean they are in our world, but they need to be in our world more.
They have bacon bursting turkey patties.
What?
Queso fresco and jalapeno turkey patties.
Who are these people?
Yeah,
They were really nice when we saw them at Expo last year.
Yeah, we were.
Maybe they'll be there again this year. We'll say hi to them.
Oh yeah, Expo's coming up.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Last on the list. Tell me how you feel about Bibigo shrimp fried rice.
I love it so much. I'm giving it a 9.5.
Nice.
Yay. Oh, so good. So many 9.5s.
Yeah. I thought the luncheon meat was going to be the lowest one, and it was actually. You had 3 number 8s that were the lowest ones.
Yeah, but that was still it was still good.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
8. This whole podcast was between 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. Are we giving things away?
We can.
Hey, if you have easy meal ideas, why don't you text Mikey and then we'll give out some prizes.
Yeah. 805.
At least one.
Yeah.
At least one prize.
805-380-8075.
And maybe if we get a nice amount of them, maybe we can share some on the next podcast.
That's a great idea.
Thanks. Yeah. I thought of it myself.
We'll do it.
All right.
Thank you all for tuning in. Love you all. And we will be back in a couple weeks with a new episode. So hang in there. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, do the right thing.